passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hey, welcome back. A lot of big spring games coming up, and we're wrapping up camp. And who better to talk to than one of the great stars coming up in the SEC, the junior wide receiver from Lexington, Dane Key. Dane, thank you very much for making time. We're delighted to have you on. How's everything going? And I know you're looking forward to wrapping up spring.
Having me, and you know, it's a pleasure to be on here.
Well, thank you very, very much. So tell us what spring has been like. I know there's always a new wrinkle or two, a new coordinator. So how have you adjusted?
I've adjusted really good. You know, it's been really competitive throughout the spring. I'm just super happy to, have Coach Bush on staff with us now, the new offensive coordinator. And I'm also super excited to have Brock Vandergriff with us as well, our new quarterback, you know, just starting to do things with him and, you know, just building the team that we have this year.
You've had quite a run of quarterbacks in recent years. Talk a little bit about Brock. We certainly know all about him. His recruitment was ballyhooed, and he was a big get for UK. What's it been like adjusting to him?
Just working with Brock has been very fun. He's a ball player, and he's also a really good leader that we're so happy to have on this team, because you know, he just brings a lot to the table with everybody. Just being around him and all the other guys clicking with him, all the other guys on the team, you know, even the defensive guys are clicking with Brock, and that's not really normal, but you know, he's such a good leader that everybody on the team is starting to click with him.
You had a pretty amazing finish to last season. I mean, there were some good receivers and good playmakers on the UK team, but you emerged and had a lot of tongues wagging. Take us back to last season and take us through it was not a surprise, by the way, but you really did emerge.
Last season was really fun. Just being able to work with Coach Cohen, he's now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, it was really a fun experience being able to get coached by him, and you know, just hearing his mind and hearing what he had to say through the game, you know, just made me a smarter football player. And, you know, also just having, like, all the other guys on our team, like Ray Davis, Devin Leary, and, you know, all those other guys on the team that are preparing for the next level on the offensive side of the ball. And it was just so special to be a part of a team with those type of guys.
We want to show a picture here because we're just gluttons for pictures. I want you to describe this because I'm going to get to the rest of your family in a minute. But what's this picture all about?
Oh, this picture is probably one of my favorites. Me and my nephew at fall camp, he got to come out for a practice. It was, I'm pretty sure it was fan day. And, you know, I have helmet hair, and I don't know what's going on with his hair. His hair is just always like that. But, you know, just being able to, have the fans out during fall camp and seeing my nephew out there is just something really special that I get to see during practice sometimes.
I want to go back a little bit because I'm not a betting man, but I would have put a couple of dollars down that you might end up at the University of Kentucky. You're the top player in the state a couple of years ago. A couple of family ties that I want to get to in a minute that may have led some people to believe you were going to end up there. But let's go back to high school and take us inside the family conversations about what you were going to do.
I've had a couple family members come through the University of Kentucky. My dad being the main one coming through here. I had a lot of talks with my family. Also, my mom went to school here, so I was kind of tied in with Kentucky. And, you know, not only did I have my parents come to the University of Kentucky, but I also had a couple of old teammates from high school that came to the University of Kentucky before me. And, you know, those guys were always in my ear to come. And, you know, my mom and my grandma, all my family members just in my ear about, staying close to home and being able to be somewhere that they can watch every game.
So growing up, the son of a UK player on the other side of the ball, I'm sure you were directed toward Kentucky from the crib, but you did open it up. I mean, you looked at a couple of really outstanding schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did open my recruitment up when I was in high school, you know, listen to everybody, listen to what everybody had to say. I met a lot of great people throughout my time in high school and my recruitment. I still have a lot of those relationships with a bunch of guys who recruited me. And, you know, whenever I can talk to those guys, I still get to talk to them. And, you know, just having those connections that'll last a lifetime and, you know, everybody still being able to talk to me when they can. It's just something really special to be able to have.
I know I've heard a lot of father-son conversations, and I don't know if it happened, maybe it did, where the father will say to the son, listen, son, you know what we want you to do, but we'll respect you no matter where you go. Did you get that conversation, or did dad say, you're going to Kentucky?
No, 100% we had that conversation. It was definitely they were going to support me wherever I went. You know, they were going to support me wherever I went to school. But, you know, just having the opportunity to be able to play in front of my home state and, you know, being able to see my family. You know, I have to do a lot of begging in the locker room before games to ask for tickets, because from where I'm so close to home, everybody needs tickets in the family. So, you know, I'm always scrambling around the locker room looking for tickets so that the whole family can be there.
Well, thank goodness, because there was a time that years ago, you UK would have gotten in trouble if you went home on Sunday night for a meal. But fortunately, we've moved past that in the age of NIL. Let me ask you about that, because there's so many opportunities for young people. And while there's a stigma put on it, help us better understand how this new era of college sports is affecting young players like you.
I definitely think it's affecting the game now, just for the fact that it gives a chance for a lot of kids that who would go out of state in the state of Kentucky, but not only in the state of Kentucky, you know, all over the country. A lot of guys who would leave their home state to go play at other schools, big name schools. A lot of kids are staying local schools now so that they can play in front of their home state and also get a chance to, you know, earn that NIL revenue and, you know, just really make a name for themselves in their home state and, you know, have the opportunity to, you know, grow their name in the state that they're from.
Before you go, I want to just look ahead a little bit, because this is such an interesting year, and we have some of the games that UK will play. We've had them on the screen. Two new schools coming into the SEC. You'll play one of them, of course, in Texas. I realize you can only get ready like any other young player, but you know, the season begins with Southern Miss, South Carolina, Georgia right out of the chute. That's always a monster game, especially when it's at home. At Ole Miss, which is a top 10 team, at Florida, we know about that rivalry. We were up there for that game last year when you guys knocked them off at Tennessee. And then a big game at the end of the year, Texas. Talk about the new look SEC with Texas and OU coming in.
I think it's an awesome opportunity to be able to that Texas and Oklahoma are now in the SEC. It's just another great game to add to the schedule for every team in the SEC, because those are two great opponents and everybody's going to be looking forward to play with them. You know, I think we're going to be super excited to play there, but, you know, myself, my team, we're not looking too much into that game right now. We're still worried about competing against each other right now in spring. So, you know, we're just really excited to keep, you know, going against each other every day of practice, getting better and building that chemistry with the offensive side of the ball. You know, the defense still doing their thing, and we're just super excited about this season. You know, we're going to take it one game at a time, but, you know, having those new two teams in the SEC is a great opportunity for every team in the SEC.
Before you go, I want to ask you about Coach Stoops, because you know, he has surprised so many people. You know, he came into a place that, quite frankly, had been stereotyped in basketball, and he's made it into a major football destination point. Your thoughts on Coach?
Coach Stoops, he's definitely the guy that I chose to play for. You know, everything that he told me, even when I was young, everything he told me came to life. And, you know, just having Coach Stoops in my corner and being able to call that guy whenever I need to for anything, any trouble I need, I know he'll take care of that. Not any trouble, but just, you know, just having Coach Stoops in your corner is always a good thing. And, you know, he's just a great coach. Everybody looks up to him on the team. He's definitely a player's coach, and anything that the guys on the team need, he'll take care of. And, you know, he's just always there for the guys on his team and his coaches.
Dane, many thanks. Great to see you. All the best in the spring game and the rest of the year until the season starts. And congratulations on an amazing start to your college career.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
We are thrilled. Dane Key joining us from Lexington as we have one more player a little bit later on as we get you ready for Saturday. And, of course, the upcoming season. We'll take a break. More of your phone calls right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back. Let's get to the phones. And Chris in South Carolina is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great.
Man, I got to make a quick call today, Paul. I'm still at work, man. Just eating my lunch. Took a late lunch today and about to run back in and do this last meeting. I'm home for the day.
Well, good for you.
What you got planned for today?
I'm just going to think about taking off here in a couple of minutes and maybe do some gardening.
No, you can't do that. Don't you got one of them Alabama football players coming on?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We got Jalen Milroe. I would never leave before Milroe shows up.
Man, you got the Alabama player.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll be able to do the interview. I'll probably be so awestruck.
Man, I tell you what, I would love to be a fly on Legends wall. He'd probably run around the living room in his underwear chasing his tail.
You're right. The idea of his star quarterback on his show.
Man, yeah, I always liked the Miro, man. He's a pretty good quarterback.
He really
But, Paul, I tell you, I really enjoyed the show today, man. You've been doing good, man. Everything been going smooth. But where your buddies at, John and AJ at?
Yeah, you know, we haven't you're the first celebrity caller to the show. And he's a new celebrity, Chris. He's just emerged. The big dogs usually walk late here.
Man, I would love to see. I want to see that fight, Paul. I'll come up there and run security for you, man. We need to get that on the docket.
Well, Chris, you're not that far away from here, so I may call you.
Paul, I'm coming to see you, Paul. I promise you. I might not get in the studio, but I'm going to come see you.
Oh, no, you'll get in. Our security guy takes lunch a couple of times a day, so just say don't worry about security here.
Hey, Paul, you have a wonderful afternoon, man. Man, you take care. And I'm going to get it in before you hang up on me today. George, you ain't ready. Go ahead and get out of Georgia. You ain't ready for us.
Oh, I like that. Some smack talk from a Clemson man. Well, they have a lot of room to talk. Let's check out Tim in Lexington. Hey, Tim.
How you doing? I'm just talking about Tyler Perry.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you think his replacement, what about Will Wade?
I'm sorry. Oh, Will Wade. What about him? What about you? I don't think Will Wade would get the job.
I was just looking at what he's done, what he did in LSU and then what he did with McNeese State.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't argue with what he's done at McNeese State, but I don't think that would be a universally popular hire.
Okay, and another thing is as to why I think UK made a mistake when they gave him that lifetime contract. Because I think he put in...
Yeah, you know what happened there? I mean, he was looking at UCLA and maybe somewhere else, and they panicked and made a what turned out to be a really, really bad decision. They got away with it, though, and I think that's to their advantage. Thanks so much for the call, Tim. You be well. You take care of yourself. And Madison is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Madison.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, good. Hey, we were just talking in our office, and we got onto the conversation on our new coach, Calipari, in Arkansas.
Right.
And we were wondering, who you think he could beat in a fist fight?
You know, is he from Massachusetts or Jersey? I'm trying to remember. I think he'd be pretty tough, don't you, Randy? I mean, the thing that would make me nervous about Cal is that he might have something in his pocket. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that would be a fair battle.
I'm with you. I think a lot of people were counting him out on his age, but he looks like a fighter to me if I've ever seen him.
That's right. I think, you know, now that I think about it, I think he came from Pittsburgh somewhere near Pittsburgh. Remember when he lost the game in the first round, there was a big talk about how mm-hmm. he was playing at home. But, yeah, no, Cal, he just feels like a Jersey guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The U's and the guys. But, yeah, no, I'm not messing with Cal.
That's how I feel. Me and you are on the same
he's,
page. On that
I mean, there's some coaches that wouldn't scare me. He would.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a few friends, if you know what I mean.
You know, I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm with you on it.
Now, where in Arkansas are you, Madison?
I'm in Fort Smith.
Okay. I know Fort Smith.
So just a little below the university.
Yeah, so tell us what the mood of the state is today. They're pretty fired up?
Oh, I'm excited. Everyone I know is excited. I don't see why you wouldn't be. I think we struck gold.
Madison, I appreciate it. And that's what's so unique about this. Whether we all agree or not, or whatever happened to Kentucky you think was good or bad, the people of Arkansas are ecstatic. I mean, it's like they went into Lexington 10 years ago and stole Cal. And that's great. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter what we think or what Kentucky fans think. Arkansas ended up hitting one out of the park. Thank you very, very much for the call. Swamp Dog is up next. What you got, Doggy?
Hello, Mr. Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, everybody in Arkansas is just tickled pink about Coach Cal coming to town, it seems like, right?
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And they think he's going to bring them back to the glory days when Nolan Richardson was the coach there.
That's the plan, yeah.
You think he can do it?
I think it's too early. I mean, I think if he gets all the players from Kentucky, he can, and I think he will. So I think he could build a pretty good roster there. I mean, Arkansas is a destination point.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. I agree.
They've been good before, like about 2 years ago.
I want to switch gears for a minute about some football. Can I talk about some football for a minute? All right. I got to give a little bit of credit to Legend yesterday for finally acknowledging that Georgia's got a pretty good football program going. He said they're a giant. That's why I pick on them. I know they are. Yeah. And he finally admitted that. And, you know, he's been going on so long about putting down the elf on the shelf and all that stuff, you know, which he's the same height as Bryce Young. But that was always his thing, you know, he was putting down the dogs. But he said, I did that because I know how good they are. he finally admitted it, and I was kind of proud of him for
doing
that.
Well, Legend's a very honest guy. Hey, thank you for the call. Billy is up next in Red Bay, Alabama. That's Joe from Red Bay territory. Hey, Billy, you know Joe?
No, I don't.
How can you live in Red Bay, Alabama, and not know Joe?
There's only 20 people there. What's his last name?
I don't know.
Well, you about as close as I can get to it.
Okay.
But anyway.
I mean, I've been to Red Bay. It's not like you know, we're talking about, you know, I mean, Brooklyn here. I mean, it's not that large.
Yeah, I think about 3,500, maybe 4,000 people, maybe.
Well, you would know Joe, so I'll see if I can get his last name for you.
Well, I don't care about talking to him, no way.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you.
Okay, well, that's good. What do you want to talk about?
All them quitters and stop. Well, a bunch of them, I don't care if they ever call back on there. And I don't know how you have the patience to deal with some of them people.
So let's talk about those who have quit. We're talking about Jim, I-Man, and Larry, right?
Well, Larry, I think he just got drunk too much.
Yeah. Larry did not, I mean, Larry's the saddest of the group. Jim, we're used to Jim quitting. I-Man did not call in yesterday, so maybe he did quit.
Well, I ain't worried about none of them. I like your show.
Okay.
And you have interesting people that do a lot of stuff on this show.
Well, thank you very, very much, Billy. You be well. How about Roland in Florida is up next. Hey, Roland.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I've been a fan of yours and following you since the early 80s when you first came to the Post Herald in Birmingham.
Oh, man. Wow, we go back.
Yeah, we go back a ways.
Yes, sir.
I had some curiosity last year and still have it this year about what your attraction to Brian Kelly is.
I have been asked that. First of all, I like, I think he's a really smart coach. I think he's a really good coach. I didn't always care for him, in full disclosure, when he was at Notre Dame. He got on my nerves. I thought he did a couple of very questionable things, but we later had a conversation, and I think I saw some things that I had not seen previously, but I think he's an elite coach. Now, every time I say that, I get some pushback, but that's how I feel.
Well, it may be, but he's not the only one in the Southeastern Conference. And last year, if I'm not mistaken, you carried him as one of your first callers every Monday for, if not the entire season, most of the season.
No, we did. And I'll be happy to explain that. We had some communication with him, and he said he would be willing to do it. And just for the record, we are not trying to give LSU some advantage. Nick Saban did the very same thing last year on another show. The only difference is we don't pay Brian Kelly, and Nick Saban pocketed about $1 million. But if there's another coach that would like to spend time with us, we will accommodate them. That's how this network works.
Well, it seems like you've started off this new season the same way, because the first coach I heard you interview preseason is Brian Kelly. So is this going to be another repeat of last year's every Monday?
I don't know the answer to that, Roland, but I think the most important thing to remember here is that we work in coordination with the Southeastern Conference, and we try to get all the coaches on, and if a coach can make time to come on here, we will make time for them.
Well, you're going to have several new SEC coaches to try to get in on a regular basis, I guess, with all the new coaches in the Southeastern Conference. But I just wondered if you and I didn't think you were paying Brian Kelly. I didn't know that.
No, we do not pay guests. That's a policy here that we've always believed in, and I was surprised last year that Saban did that, but then again, $1 million is $1 million, isn't it?
Right. Well, and of course, Nick Saban is a different in a different league to most coaches, so I can understand.
We know that. But thank you for the call. And I'm listen. There's nothing about this show that that is a secret. So I appreciate the question. I understand the question. It is as simple as that. Coach Kelly, his people made us aware that he could do it. We didn't know it would last all year. It was about 2 or 3 weeks after we started that they lost a big game. And is it awkward? Yeah, it's awkward sometimes when you have a coach, but we talked about why his team lost. And I think that's what I really appreciate about him is he was honest. He didn't sugarcoat it. Thanks for the call. We're back. Much more to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
How about this baseball game tomorrow night at Ole Miss? Mississippi State comes to town. There'll be a lot of people watching that one. Logan is up next.
Hey, Paul. How's it going, brother?
Hey, Logan.
Hey, man, I was going to ask you, what did you think about Calipari's press conference? I thought it was the most comical, just ridiculous thing I've ever seen. He's like, I met with a team. There's no team. We're going to get some players. We're going to get the best. We're going to get the best high school players that are going to stay 1 year. I mean, what does Arkansas think they're getting right now? I mean, like,
my favorite line, Logan, is when he said that he was upset that the story leaked out because he didn't want to upstage the national championship game.
Oh, man, I'm sure that is so disingenuous. Like, yeah, he didn't want to upstage that. I mean, that guy, like, how long did that press conference last? Like, an hour? Like, most press conferences last, like, 30 minutes, and it went on for an hour because he just wanted to keep talking. I mean,
well listen,
that's
who he is. I mean, he's a gab a minute.
That's who he is. Well, Paul, let me ask you something. You don't have to answer this question, but I got to ask you this because it's the news of the day. What do you think O.J. Simpson, what do you think his legacy is going to be?
For those who don't know, O.J. Simpson died earlier today. His legacy is going to be that the majority of people believe he murdered his wife and one other person, Ronald Goldman. That supersedes the Heisman, the NFL career, great running back, great, all the acting, all the commercials. I mean, it's hard to scrape past the fact that most people believe he's a murderer.
Yeah. I mean, I was wondering. I met him one time. And
oh, really?
I met him in a hotel in Asheville, and it was a creepy feeling, man. Like, I've known people that have murdered people before, but just the fact that a guy has got away with it.
Well, you know the thing that I've heard today, Logan, and it's not that and for those who don't remember the story, and I realize a lot of you don't, he was not convicted of the murder. He was later convicted of something else. So I'll spare you the presumption of innocence in this country. But he never showed an ounce of remorse for any of it. And that's what I have always found the most despicable aspect of O.J. Simpson.
I mean, didn't he write a book, Paul, that said, like, this is what I would have done if I would have done it?
Yeah, he said, if I did it. Even when he got out of jail for the other offense, and I think it was in Vegas, nobody wanted anything to do with him. I mean, you saw stories. Uh-huh. I mean, he'd show up at golf courses, and the man that he once was no longer. I mean, I have always had this fear. Because he had a proclivity to call in talk shows, and
oh my God,
I was concerned that one day he was going to call here.
Oh my God, that would have been crazy, man.
I did not really want to talk to him, and we get some weird calls now and then. So now that's one less thing we have to worry about.
Yeah, that's one less less weirdo you got to worry
about. One
less
bell
calling
to answer.
All
hey,
right,
thanks,
man.
Logan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's not even a complicated legacy. I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah. Most people can't stand the guy. And the fact that it was pretty controversial today. The Heisman Trust put out a tweet talking about his memory. This is the same organization that stole a Heisman trophy from Reggie Bush and won't give it back, but they're honoring O.J. Simpson, who everyone knows did what he was not convicted of doing. Tim is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Tim. Tim, you there?
Hey, Paul.
Hey good Paul. Afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk about Calipari. I live about 60 miles south of Lexington, and we live and breathe Kentucky basketball. I mean, this is a UK town. Ray had called in earlier and talked about how Cal had gotten all these players to the pros and all this money, but I mean, it is about championships. And I think you said something about it before. We're getting kind of tight. We're getting tired of that anyways. You know, that 2012 was getting a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was so surprised today when he went right back to his bag of tricks, and that's how many players he's put in the NBA. I mean, that is great. I understand you building a program at Kentucky on that, and it helped get him more players, but that's not something I would still be trying to sell.
Right, and I mean, the trend these days is that, older teams are winning the championships. You got to have that mix, and it helps to have the juniors and the seniors.
There's no doubt. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Tim. We're up against the break. Busy show. Jalen Milroe in the next hour. We've already had Brian Kelly on and Dane Key. We are back with more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. Let's continue with more phone calls. And AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how are you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to give you a shout out. I want to show you my love for calling me a clown last night. I appreciate that. This is why I love you. And second of all, I know everybody tried to help, including you, Mr. Jim from Tuscaloosa. We have. I mean, I did not, but you try to help him, right? Am I correct? I mean, that's what you said so many times, right?
I've always tried to, yeah.
Of course, but here's the advice for Jim from Tuscaloosa. I mean, it seems like everybody's advice has failed, but this is the advice no one ever gave Jim from Tuscaloosa, so I'm going to do it right now. Mr. Jim from Tuscaloosa, I want you to embrace the hate. Absolutely. This is what I do. I embrace the hate. I love it. I want you to get on the dark side and embrace the hate. Trust me, it's going to make you look feel younger. You're going to be the best of the best. I mean, if you say yourself you're page 54, you should definitely embrace the hate. Mr. Feinbaum, this is why I love you, because you hate me, and this is why I am a certified bona fide clown, and I'm a crazy man, because you made me crazy. Dude, I love you always. I hope your family is doing well. Holla.
Jay is up next. Hey, Jay, good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
You had a caller earlier, and it was the guy talking about Arkansas and their athletics, all of them combined, and it kind of got me thinking, where would you rate Greg Burns, number one, in today and kind of all-time as far as an AD goes, even as in college in general? And then number two, how much control does an AD have over NIL money?
Yeah, I said about 2 weeks ago, I thought Greg Byrne right now is the best athletic director in the whole country. So I think that pretty well speaks for how much respect I have for him. The AD has a tremendous amount of influence on everything that goes on. NIL is a little bit tricky because you can't really control everything. There are a lot of people that are not playing by the guidelines, but the AD has a big impact on that.
Does he control any of of what the players get?
You're supposed to bring everyone into the loop on everything. Now, that doesn't mean you always do, but he would have, let me say that he would have a good idea what's going on.
Very good. Listen, great show, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very, very much. Scott is in Arkansas. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks a lot.
Reason I was calling one of your earlier callers today, the woman from Arkansas, you was asking her about the excitement in Arkansas from the fans today.
Right.
And I can just tell you from my point of view, I'm glad we got Coach Cal, but a lot of my excitement is that he is able to charm some of the big-time boosters to get them to pull out their checkbook. That seems like something maybe that Musselman wasn't able to do as well, maybe that Pittman's not able to do as well.
Scott, let me offer, having met some of these people over the years, they're not the easiest group to charm, and it takes a certain type of personality. That's the one thing about John Calipari. You put him in a room with billionaires, and he'll have them all eating out of his hand, and that's good. I saw John Tyson there last night, and I think there are a couple of other billionaires in Northwest Arkansas, but he might be the most important right now because he is a gung-ho basketball fan.
Right. And just like Jerry Jones, you know.
Right.
But
John Tyson, Jerry Jones is very wealthy. But remember, Jerry Jones' primary interest is the Dallas Cowboys. And while certainly Tyson is running a multinational company, he lives there. So he's going to care more about what happens at Bud Walton than Jerry Jones living in Dallas.
Right. But I think that's a lot of the excitement, too, with the Arkansas fans, is knowing that we've got some of these big-time boosters that's actually willing to ante up now and make it a little more enticing for some of the players and some of the coaches to come here.
Well, Scott, when you talk about billionaires, and there's a big difference between a millionaire and a billionaire, a lot of schools don't have people like that who are fans of the program, and it just so happens that Arkansas has a hand has three entities, and that's not those aren't the only ones, but with J.B. Hunt, Walmart, and Tyson, I mean that is unique, and there was no question Hunter Yurecek was speaking to them and more last night. So I think Arkansas is in great shape, and I think this thing is going to lift off, and then I think the question is, what happens to the football program? Because that thing has been in trouble for a couple of years now. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We've already talked to Brian Kelly. We had Dane Key on, wide receiver from the University of Kentucky. Jalen Milroe will be joining us shortly, and more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.